is episode number 8. Welcome to the Sprouting Minds podcast. I am Diego Never Lose Cruz, your host with the most, and each week I offer you a new perspective or a message to help you navigate life's challenges as a young adult and help you realize your inner goat. Thank you for spending some time with me today. Now enjoy the episode.
Always the beautiful answer who ask a more beautiful question. E.E. Cummings. Ask and you shall receive. It is said that all you have to do is ask and you shall receive. Today I wanted to talk about the godly power questions have. You've learned how our beliefs affect our decisions, our actions, the path of our lives, and ultimately our destiny. But all these are a product of thinking. So I ask, just how do we think? Thinking is actually the process of asking and answering questions. Remember how I talked about how we unconsciously or consciously ask if, before we make a decision, if this will bring me pain or if this will bring me pleasure, and how do I move away from the pain or how do I gain this pleasure? When I learned this, I was blown away. If after hearing that you said this is true or not true, you can't tell me you didn't ask yourself, is this true or not true? That was a question. If you thought, I need more time to think about that one, you're really saying, I need to ask myself questions about that and consider it, and then I'll get back to you. Day in and day out, we ask and answer questions. It's just how our brain is wired. To change the quality of our lives, we have to change the habitual questions we ask ourselves. Habitual questions direct our focus, therefore they direct how we feel and how we think, and thus starts the loop. Questions, focus, feel, think. Questions, focus, feel, think. How many of us have kids in our lives? You can't tell me that kids aren't the masters of questions. They're the master of questions because they're trying to make new connections in their head. They're trying to make sense of the world around them. It's not to drive us crazy, believe it or not, even though it does. In fact, we can learn a thing or two from kids. Curiosity. That is why curiosity is one of my values, because it pushes me to try new things. Questions have the incredible power to shape our thoughts. Be quite honest, the main difference between anyone who seems successful to someone who isn't is the questions they've asked themselves. Success equals better questions, and that leads to better answers, more empowering answers that you could use to apply to your life. Quality questions bring a quality life. Burn that idea into your head. Shitty questions bring about shitty answers. Businesses succeed when leaders ask the right questions. Relationships flourish when people ask questions about potential conflicts and how to support each other. Questions make the world go round. Questions set off a processional effect that has an impact beyond our imagination. Questioning our limitations is what tears down the walls in our life. Human progress is preceded by new questions. That is how we advance as a society. Someone special comes along and they ask a different question. And they keep asking that question. And they ask a question that no one else asks. And answers come to them. See, the power of questions come from our brain. Our brain is just like a supercomputer. You can't tell me it isn't. Just like how you download and figure out how to use a new computer system, so you should know and understand how your brain works. To access all the files you have in your brain, you have to use the commanding power of your brain to refine it. The difference in people who are successful and not successful. Matter of fact, the difference between people in general, the difference between successful people and other successful people, the difference between unsuccessful people and other unsuccessful people are habitual questions. I want you to burn that idea into your head. People are depressed regularly. Why? Because a part of the problem is their limited states. They conduct their lives with limited movement and physiology and focus on things that make them feel overwhelmed. We've already talked about how focus directly affects how you feel. If you're focused on all the things that make you overwhelmed, how empowering does that make you feel to go out and change those things? We can change that in a moment. How do we do that? I've said this hundreds of times already. We change our focus. How do we change our focus? By asking new questions. Depressed people likely ask disempowering questions like, what's the use in doing this? I always fail. Why even try if I'm going to fail? Why me? God, why me? Why has this happened to me? That is the victim mindset. Ask and you shall receive. Terrible questions equals terrible answers. Your brain will come up with an answer to all those questions you just asked, even if it has to make something up. Why can't I ever succeed? Your brain says, because you're stupid. Why can't I ever succeed? Because you don't deserve it. Your brain is making all this up. Your brain isn't wired to make you happy. How about we ask more empowering questions? If you're in a terrible situation or a situation that you can't seem to find any meaning in, ask these questions. How can I use this? In fact, when you're reading a book or reading anything, ask yourself, how can I use this information? Because knowledge is not power, ladies and gentlemen. Knowledge is potential power. It's what you do with that information. You should be asking yourself, after you listen to this podcast, how can I use the information he provided? Or how can I use this scenario to my advantage? Because of this, what will I be able to contribute to others? What can you control? What can I control about this situation? How can I make this moment more magical? That question I heard, or actually I read in a book that Will Smith, the Jim Quick Limitless book, that Will Smith, they were on set to film a movie, and it was in the middle of the night, and everybody was tired. And he says that Will Smith was asking himself, how can I make this moment more magical for me and the rest of the crew? And his actions in the middle of the night, ladies and gentlemen, really showed in the way he was treating the cast. What is the gift in this situation? See, these questions will provide answers and solutions. Ask and you shall receive. Rarely does why me ever produce a positive result. But it's not only the questions that you ask, it's also the questions that you fail to ask. Questions are undeniably a magical tool that allows the genie in our minds to meet our wishes. It is a wake-up call to our giant capacities. They allow us to achieve our desires if only we present them in the form of a specific and well-thought-out question. The quality of our lives come from the consistent quality questions we ask ourselves. The brain is a genie. Ask and you shall receive. There's this new age of thinking that our subconscious might even be God. That is why I implore you, when you do pray, to ask questions, ask powerful questions. Your subconscious will answer. And it might be in the most unexpected moments. It might be in a dream. It might come to you while you're driving. It might come to you when you're cleaning, playing with your kids. Your brain might not have an answer right away. But if you keep asking a powerful question, it will come up with an answer. To change our lives, we have to change the habitual questions. Patterns of questions spark enervation and excite, indignation and inspiration, misery and magic. Ask questions that uplift you and push you along the path of human excellence. Questions accomplish three things. One, they change what we focus on, which we know can change how we feel and think. If we keep asking why I'm depressed, why nobody likes me, your brain searches for references, forming a new belief. The result? You're depressed. Instead, ask how can I change my state so that I'm happy and more lovable? The brain, like I said, the brain might not have an answer immediately, but with persistence and certainty, eventually you'll get the answer you need and certainly deserve. As of late, I've seen a lot of, I've seen affirmations really come to rise because of the secrets, or, you know, the law of attraction. I am all for affirmations. I believe in them. There is one drawback, though, that I see with affirmations. If you don't believe in the affirmation, what good is it? If you say, I am happy, and your brain says, no, you're not. I'm happy, and your brain goes, no, you're not. What good is that? You have that internal voice fighting back, kicking back. See, the big difference between affirmations and questions is you might not really believe the affirmation. I know they're well-intentioned, but if you're not happy, and you're saying, I'm happy, your brain's going to say, no, you're not. Instead ask, what am I happy about? Or what could I be happy about? Your brain is going to give you real life answers that allow you to focus on the fact that you have real reasons that exist to be happy. Instead of feeling pumped up from affirmations, questions give you a real reason to focus on the emotion, to feel the emotion. You and I can change focus instantly the moment we learn to ask powerful, well-thought-out questions. Is it true that we have treasured moments that if all you did was focus and think about them, you'd feel all warm and fuzzy again? Maybe that was the birth of a child. Maybe it was a vacation that you took somewhere. Maybe it was the first date you went on with your significant other. Maybe it was an event you attended. Whatever the case may be. Questions like, what are my most treasured memories? What's really great in my life? If you really consider it, you'll think of an explanation that makes you feel phenomenal. In this phenomenal state, you'll not only feel so much better, you'll be able to contribute more to those around you, the real wealth. You'll be able to spread that currency to those closest to you. The challenges that most of us are on autopilot, failing to consciously control your questions leads to a in a limited emotional range, and thus our ability is affected. What's the solution? It is awareness of what you want in old patterns. Asking leverage questions like, if I don't change, how is this going to affect me? How will this affect me physically, financially, emotionally? How will my loved ones be affected? What will this cost me? Those are questions that provide you leverage. Those provide you answers to make you realize the gravity of the situation. You'll be able to create a new alternative with better questions. Learning to ask empowering questions in a moment of crisis is a critical skill we must learn. I am still learning this. I still catch myself at moments caught up in the moment, not thinking straight. Brain's going haywire. I have to step out, take a break, breathe, and ask myself more empowering questions. The answers we receive will depend on the question that we ask. Two questions that can change what we delete. Because our brain, it's a supercomputer, but there's so much information being fired at us that it is marvelous at deleting things. If you were to focus on everything that you see, your brain would just be exhausted. You could literally focus on the blood rushing in your body. You could focus on the millions of bits of information being shoved to your eye. It's ridiculous. There are millions of things going on around us, and we can focus on all these things. Consciously, we can only focus on a few things, which is why our brain spends a good deal amount of time prioritizing what to pay attention to. If you're feeling sad, there's only one reason. You're deleting all the reasons you could be feeling good. But also the reverse is true. If you're feeling happy, there's only one reason. You're deleting all the reasons you could be feeling sad. Whoa, controversial line there, man. That's going to shake some heads there. But yes, questions are the laser of human consciousness. If we concentrate our focus, it will determine what we feel and what actions we do take. All right, let's play a little game. What is brown in your room or in your area, wherever you're at? What is brown? Brown, brown, brown. Take a quick look around and look for things that are brown. Brown, brown, brown. Now, I want you to look around and see things that are green. Green, green, green. What is green in your environment right now? Green, green, green. What's the point of that? It's because whatever we look for, we find. That's the whole point. So if you're angry, ask yourself, how can I learn from this problem so that it never happens again? That, my friends, is a quality question. Until you ask this question to yourself, you're going to delete the possibility that the problem is an opportunity. Questions can change the resources available to us as well. At any moment, questions we ask ourselves can shape our perception of who we are, what we're capable of, and what we're willing to do. What are you willing to do to achieve your dreams? Learning to consciously control your questions will take you further to achieving your ultimate destiny than almost anything in this life. Believe that our beliefs are affected by the questions we will even consider. That is why it is so important to question our beliefs. Question the beliefs you thought were true. Because quite honestly, nothing in this life is set in stone. It's not black and white. It's gray. There's truth to all beliefs. Most people never even consider, how can I turn the situation around? They never consider that question because everyone around them told them that it was impossible. Be careful not to ask yourself limited questions because you'll get limited answers. A belief I have is that if I continue to ask any question, I will receive the answer. All I need to do is ask a better question to get a better answer. In fact, life's a Jeopardy game. All the answers are already there. All you have to do is ask the right question. The key, then, is to develop a pattern of consistent questions that empower you. There are times where you and I are going to run into roadblocks. That is an undeniable fact. But the question is not whether you're going to have problems, because we know we will, but how are you going to deal with the problems? My man, Tony Robbins, my inspo, he shares 5 problem-solving questions that I've used personally when I run into a problem, and they really help me see things in a new perspective. What is great about this problem? What is not perfect? What am I willing to do to make it the way I want? What am I willing to no longer do to make it the way I want? And how can I enjoy the process while I do what is necessary to make it the way I want? This question, or these questions, have helped immensely in uncertain times. In fact, he also has a set of morning questions to start your day off right. And the morning questions, really, I started doing this about, I would say, a year and a half ago. These questions fire me off. They set me in a gratitude state, and I really can get the day started right. I always feel amazing when I ask myself these questions, and so much so that they've become a habit. As soon as I wake up, my brain fires off with these questions. Is what am I happy about? Or if you're not happy, you could ask, what could I be happy about in my life? What are you proud about? Or what could I be proud about? What are you enjoying most? What are you excited about? What are you grateful for? And what are you committed to? These questions are part of my morning ritual, and they really just set me on the right path for the day. I can't tell you what it's done to my mental health to focus on things that I already have, because I could easily be focused on the myriad of things that I don't have. And I am not super rich. I don't have the nicest car, the nicest house, but I feel like a king. I feel like I live like no other man because of these questions. I feel like I have the currency to give out to other people. I realize there are certain emotions that we all need to cultivate in order to be happy as individuals. Otherwise, you could be winning and actually feel like you're losing if you don't take the time to realize how fortunate you really, really are. You know, for many of us, we live in the United States, a first world country. We have working plumbing. We have cars that can drive us around. That's stuff that other countries really don't have. If you really want to create a shift in your life, make this a daily ritual. I promise you guys, you will see changes in your mental health. By consistently asking questions, you'll find access to these emotions on a regular basis. So you'll find that you're so much so that you'll find that your brain automatically asks these questions as you wake up, empowering you to experience a greater richness in this life. The great thing about this is that you can help others and ask them these questions. You can help others and ask them problem-solving questions. When people come to you for problems, ask them these questions. Ask them the morning questions to change their state. Because remember, if we can change our state, we can change our focus, and we can change how we feel. You can give the gift of questions. Give out that currency. I want to leave you guys with some exercises. Ask yourself, whenever you're in a terrible situation, whenever you're in a situation that you don't agree with, that you don't like, what's great about this? How can I use this? What can you learn from this? These are questions that will provide empowering answers. What are some questions that would be useful to ask yourself? Guys, I want you to come up with two questions that can change your emotional state and give you resources you truly desire. There comes a point where we must stop asking questions. We can't just sit around and ask questions and take no action. There comes a point where we must start taking action. How? You finally decide what's important to you, and you use your power to follow through and begin to change your life. So let me ask you a question. If there was one action that you could take immediately to instantly change the quality of your life and the quality of emotions and feeling each and every day, would you want to know about it? I'm going to ask that question again. If there was one action that you could take immediately to instantly change the quality of emotions and feelings each and every day that you feel, would you want to know about it? If you do, you're going to have to tune in to next week's episode to hear the answer to that question. Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of the Sprouting Minds Podcast. I am forever grateful that you would spend the day with me. Like and subscribe so you stay updated with the podcast. Guys, really ask yourselves these questions. I really believe in them. They've helped me immensely in my life. Come up with two questions that can change your emotional state and give you the resources you truly desire. Ladies and gentlemen, go out, boss up, attack the world, show the world the new you, and have fun with it. Kai Zen. Yeah!